Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I thought I'd pop along and tell you about our first VI Talk meetup, which was at the Clifton Hotel in Tynmouth. Some of you may know that that's one of the Vision Hotels. It's actually the hotel that we did an interview with the manager earlier this week. If you want to take a listen to that, it's on the channel. We had an amazing turnout. I was totally blown away. I was expecting about maybe half a dozen of us, at the most 10, but we ended up with 21 people, and there were 9 children and 12 adults. So we had myself and Rob and Jodie, Ian and Elaine. Ian, you may know Bevers 1972 off Audio Boo. We had, first to arrive were a family, Louise, who is the chair of More Vision, which is a charity that helps families with visually impaired members, either parents or children, in locally to Devon. Louise's husband David, their daughter Laura, who is visually impaired, and their sighted daughter Rebecca. We had Laura, who is another Laura, who is the treasurer and coordinator of More Vision. She was there with her son and daughter, daughter Tiri and son Tom. We had the vice chair of More Vision, Christina, with her 2 children, her daughter Charlotte and her son Samuel. We had Carol with her daughter Callie. We had Denise, who was on her own, but she has a 25-year-old daughter, Kate, who is looking to find friends and to network with people down the line when she learns a bit more about social networking and using a computer. We also had Tracy with her lovely little girl, Abby. It was absolutely adorable. We had Eileen, who actually went to Derby School in Preston a bit before my time, but I know her off the Derby School group, so she came over and is actually staying at the Clifton for a couple of days. I think I've remembered everybody. If I haven't, apologies. I think that's 21. It was absolutely brilliant. Some people had lunch, some of us just sat and had a drink and a chat. But everybody got on brilliantly. It was lovely to see so many children with the age range from 2.5 to 17. And just brilliant. Some really confident children who are going through mainstream education. Some that are going on to specialist education for college later on. Or hoping to go to specialist education. But it was amazing. Parents all sharing, you know, support ideas and just chatting. So for a first meetup, I was really blown away. It was quite emotional, really, because some of the kids were just so adorable. They were beautiful and such, you know, lovely personalities, so confident, even despite, you know, some of them have multiple disabilities. You know, but they were just getting on with life and enjoying themselves and, you know, doing the thing, really. And it was fabulous. So, yeah, a really good afternoon was had by all, I hope. I've asked on the VI Talk group if people would like to do the same thing again. And, you know, people are coming back and saying, yeah, they'd love to meet up again. So that is fantastic. We have another VI Talk meetup, which were actually, it started as an SVOPA meetup, which is the St Vincent's Old Pupils Association. St Vincent's is a school up in Liverpool. But we, most of the members of SVOPA live in the north of the country. So we do have meetups elsewhere, but they tend not to be quite as well attended because we don't have as many people living, say, in London. So on Thursday, the 13th of March, we've opened it up to VI Talk as well. And we've a couple of people hoping to go from VI Talk. And we've also got a few SVOPA members. So that'll be brilliant. So if you're interested, that is at the Metropolitan Bar in Marylebone, which is just off Baker Street Tube Station. But if you want any more information, Michael is dealing with that one because he's actually going to be there. They're starting about 4 p.m. but you can contact Michael on Audioboo. He is Ike Allen. Or you can contact me if you want to, and I'll give you Michael's contact details. That's not a problem. But yeah, if you want to go along there. But if you would like to organise a VI Talk meetup in another part of the country, then, you know, get in touch with us and we'll help publicise it. We'll help to try and get people together. It's a great chance for, you know, it doesn't matter age, background, experience, doesn't matter. We had people who, like myself, who've been always been visually impaired, but then we had parents who are fully sighted who've got visually impaired children, and they're just doing the best to, you know, get the right education for the children and, you know, to give them confidence and everything, so we can all support each other in various different ways. Anyway, I will leave it there for now. There is some audio from today. There are some messages from people who were there, but it needs a little bit of editing because we had a few technical hitches. So Michael's going to do that as soon as he gets home. He's actually on a Peterborough break for SVOPA this weekend. It's all go at the minute. But he's going to edit that and he will put it on the next podcast and probably up on the channel as well, just so you can hear some of the voices that were there today. Anyway, thanks for listening, and hopefully we'll see some more of you at meetups down the line. And, you know, actually, it doesn't matter what country you're in. If you want to organise a VI Talk meetup in another country, then go for your life. That would be fantastic. And we'd love to hear about it. Post some audio up here if you do it. Okay, I'll speak to you soon. Take care, everybody, and thanks for listening. Bye for now.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.